That's right.
Yeah, I dealt with them all of them. I dealt with the national group.
Hey, I'd like to welcome everyone out to the CDRA special meeting today. We've got, I'll just turn the time over to the secretary for a roll call.
Justin?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Mike?
On the phone.
Lola is not available today, so he's not here. Romney?
I'm here.
And Sal?
Here.
So item number three is the main reason we're here. A discussion action relative to adding a Denver Rio Grande engine to the Track 89 railroad project. I would invite George and Mott both up, or however you want to do to share.
First of all, I'm not here as the RDA director. I'm here as the director of the Northern Pine International Heritage Area. And I got a couple things I'd like to hand out. Here's a letter from the Secretary of the Interior's office relative to the management plan for the Northern Pine International Heritage Area. And then here is a warranty deed. Here. You can give me your signature. Okay, what you'll see in there of the Secretary of the Interior is where they, as I said, where they approved.
You might want to come up here and talk so Mayor can hear.
What you see here is a letter where they approved the management plan, told us all the good things we're going to be doing with the heritage area. And the second page talks about this and refers to Flatterville Hall. I've known Dave Grohl for 45 years. We started working on projects together in 1976. And one of the first things that I did to meet with Senator Bennett and put together the alliance, I met with Senator Oakerman. Ralph Oakerman at that time was the county commissioner. And I said to him at that time, I wish you'd appoint Dave Grohl, who owns Bible Falls and Big Rock, to be the board member in Sevier County, which he did. And we started doing a project with Dave, Big Rock Candy Mountain. We received an award for that because it was about a million-dollar project with the State Parks, Scenic Canyon Preservation Society, Sevier County. We put in a restroom down there. We did the Candy Rock Trail and so forth. So we've had an ongoing relationship. So I talked to Dave last night and today, and he asked me to speak on his behalf as a board member and director to the Mormon Heritage Area, because the proposal we are making here is that we, as a heritage area, will contribute. We've had a partnership with Big Rock South, Track 89 South, Big Rock, and here. And we are going to move forward with a plan that won't require any additional property. The deeds you have in front of you, we do not have that verified by Trevor Gadd, survey that goes to the mill, and they own two sections of land. The plot one is the property that goes along where the railroad project is. It picks up that 25 feet where the fence is into the park, then it goes on down to where you see that blue car, box car, and 10 feet beyond that. Okay. Now, if they would bring an engine in on that land that they kind of leveled out there, it would require that they secure from the city, not, this is RDA's advisor, but the city would have to do it, city property. They would have to secure from the city 460 square feet of land to accommodate that engine. Okay, the plan we have for you that we'll present here in just a minute by George, to give you an update since he was here in July, won't require any land at all. So we're here just for information, because what he's proposing, it would now involve the Planning Commission, it would not involve the City Council or the RDA. So go ahead, George.
Yeah, well, if you look at that site plan, I have a site plan here if anybody wants to look at it, but I think you're all familiar with how all the cars set.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one we call number 9, which is that blue car. But where?
That's on the south end.
On the south end.
That's the first one.
No, that's the last one they got by.
We got it numbered the other way, but you can, I don't care.
It should, you're numbering your cars backwards, I guess you know that.
Yeah, it does.
You built them backwards. Started from the caboose and worked up.
Guess depends on how you look at it.
Well, please go.
Well, see, we work with boroughs and that's what they do.
Yeah, actually you started in the middle.
Yeah,
we did. It doesn't really matter.
We just started on car number 7.
Well, in any case, the car that we're talking about and the spot we're talking about is what we've got at number 9. It's a blue car, and you know where it is. It sits on the south end. Our proposal will be, we'll pick that car up, we'll take it to Big Rock Candy Mountain. We'll put the locomotive where that car is. It'll take up no more than 5 more feet of track, maybe none. We may not need any more.
That 5 feet, you owe.
The 5 feet, they actually own, I think it's about 13 feet, but Mom says it's 10, I'm not going to argue about that part. But we pick that car up, we take it to Big Rock Candy Mountain. I can put that car to use and I can rent it out, no problem whatsoever, it's all finished. We're proposing we'll bring a caboose back here, what we'll call the loose caboose. The loose caboose will sit.
Show what that would be.
We'll put some tracks down there, well, I'll just describe it, just over there by the... Where the depot at is that we go north of there, we lay down a track panel, won't be as big as the track panel, it's only big enough to be 39 feet pound. We throw a caboose on there, call it the loose caboose. I'll trade them guys a finished boxcar for a finished caboose. So we hook them up, do the plumbing, do all that sort of stuff, get it all done. Takes no more land, we're not begging. The land where we dug it out, and I got my cart before the horse, maybe. We'll fill it back in, put sod back down there. Anyways, so the plan we're trying to proceed with doesn't require any more land, and there won't be any more cars, except for that loose caboose, I guess.
And we've already, Jay asked me to do it, and I've already could get through the locks, but I'm going to talk Connie over. We're going to be on the agenda for the Planning Commission next Tuesday to discuss it. I did talk to David Lockman about this a little bit in advance.
Yeah, well,
what's the advantage of, so you're going to haul the blue car off, put the locomotive where the blue car is. What's the advantage of putting a loose caboose out there?
This gives you an extra rentable room, right?
It's another rentable room, and for some reason, David, my partner, he's fascinated by cabooses. And we started out, when we went down south, we had all cabooses, that's what we had. And we started restoring boxcars, found out they're more popular than the cabooses are because of how much bigger they are. You know, people come along, they're bringing their families with them, bringing the family, wanting to have a good time. And you can put the family, you know, the caboose usually it sleeps, you can sleep 4 in some of them, but boxcars you can sleep 6 or 8 if you...
Well, yeah, one other thing too is if you go on Airbnb, you'll see rave reviews about the project. But some people have said, hey, I'd like to stay in a caboose. Well, that little yellow caboose they've got is not big enough to accommodate. You have to have a real small bed. So this would also enable them, kind of a cute name, a loose caboose, to have a caboose there that people could stay in. And
irony to that, let me speak to that. We've got the ones we've got down south, there are 2 cabooses that you could call them loose cabooses because they're not out there with the rest of the park. For some reason, they're more popular than the other ones. And I even ask people, why did you pick this caboose instead of that one over there? Because I like that one over there better. But they're saying, there's nobody around me. I'm off all by myself. So, anyways, that's what we're going to do.
So you can't sleep as many, right, in the caboose, obviously. That doesn't
It's not big enough to sleep, you know, like
Family.
Lying down easily, you sleep six.
I mean, the Bob, redress the current conditions, you can't sleep anybody in there.
Well, I think you could.
My Dave says you can.
I think you could.
I agree with you, by the way.
You have to, you know, you can't put a queen size bed in there like you do in all them other ones. All the ones we've got down south have queen size beds. But you could put a double in there, I mean, or put full bed.
Right, if you can convince Dave, you still might do that.
Well, I still think that's what we ought to do it. I think you could rent it out.
Maybe have two.
You're not gonna be able to get the price that you'd get out of one of these other ones, and you shouldn't. We don't, down south, we don't charge the same rate for, the bigger they get, the more we charge.
So as it stands right now, that one's not even available to rent, the one that's on the track out here.
Well, you're correct.
Number nine.
Number one, oh, okay.
Nine is rentable.
Don't confuse us, Rodney. Okay, so.
It gives this place here a little bit more opportunity to make money. More of you have, the more you got. In fact, I'm trying to expand a lot down south.
So all the details that relate to that will be taken up with the planning commission, it sounds like.
Yeah, they'll go to the planning commission because the site plan was approved. There'll be amended the site plan. We only came here today because to give you an update for the July meeting. But we the heritage area, we don't want any controversy or any problems.
That's it. Keep in mind, they did not come down here to pick fights with anybody. It's like I'd like to get along and want to. We want to be a good neighbor here. We're trying to do this thing and make everything environmentally proper. So we're.
In other words, they'll build the land they already own.
Yeah,
they won't require.
I think it'll attract people. Even what you're planning, I think you'll get people rent that out. I really do.
Yeah, well, that.
The engine.
Well, I like the fact that you're still making arrangements to still get the engine here. I for one appreciate that because I think it still gives us what we were in our mind, what we thought we was kind of voting on in July to have a finished product.
I'm well aware of that. I'm not trying to take the locomotive out of here. I mean, if I was to list a whole bunch of options, that one wouldn't be on there. Take it out of here, just haul it south. Because I can put it down south. I got room for it.
What do you haul that thing on? What are you going to haul that? Are you hauling it on a semi?
Yeah. That locomotive probably won't weigh much more than a boxcar, maybe not as much, because all the guts that are in that locomotive are coming out.
Well,
so, you know, they got.
What about the blue car? How are you going to haul that?
I'll put it, just like I haul it down there, I'll put it on some line.
And take the wheels off.
I'll pick it up. I'll have to disconnect the plumbing and
that's the power.
And then you'll have to figure out how to plumb it back, I guess.
We're clever enough to do that.
I was talking to some of the people that booked the train on Track 89.com and also Airbnb. The thing that's going to be fascinating, we're not going to, also Kevin, there's another side benefit to this, because you and I both know that there'll be some people who say adding one more train to the south is going to block more of the park. Somebody's going to say that.
Okay.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
They won't do anything now because you're going to pick up the blue car. And you're going to stick the engine there, and then when the family rents that car, they have a grandson with them or a kid, they can act like they're driving the train. But the key to this is, it won't take up any land they don't already own, and it won't take any more of the park land. You'll be, the other one, you take the blue car, sit the engine there. Well, I hear you say that you said that. I think you agree with that.
I absolutely agree. I think we'd really be missing out if we lost this opportunity to get this engine and the caboose. I mean, it adds character to our community. I've talked to my son about it. He loves trains. He's excited about it. I mean, I just don't see anything. It's a win-win.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think we were all in favor of the first proposal in July. I mean, we all did a straw poll and voted that we wanted to do that, but I can see that trying to go through the process of that could be a little bit problematic with selling a very small portion of city property.
Yeah, we don't want to put the, I apologize for the my comments at the last meeting, but I'm passionate because I've worked with Dave so many years and I know the struggle. I can tell you right now, a couple of his sons said to me, "Mom, you've done business with my dad for years. We don't like the idea of pumping $1 million into this." And I remember one time when Mike Olson was in the meeting, he himself said, "Man, I wouldn't want to take that on." And so you can't even borrow money. You can't even borrow money from the bank to improve Boston.
That's true. Yeah, because of the, they tell you it's not a structure, it's on wheels, therefore forget it. The banks laugh at you.
We thought a lot about it. I talked to Dave like say over an hour over. We don't want to put the situation where you've got a couple, you may have a couple of board, RDA board members who want to send a recommendation to the city council to hold a meeting the second Tuesday in October and to consider you have two options before you. One of them you could say, well, at the council meeting, because this body doesn't have a jurisdiction, but the council meeting could say, okay, we got an ordinance that says that's not a significant parcel of land, therefore you wouldn't have to hold a public hearing. The mayor, on the other hand, who's a friend, I don't want to get in an argument over this. He feels like that he'd like to hold a public hearing. And that's a legitimate point. But why go to that much trouble when you've got an easier solution? That's what we're giving you here today.
And I would agree about the public public meeting on that, if we open that up, just because I think...
Public hearing, not a public...
Yeah, sorry, public hearing, just because me personally, I think that is a significant chunk of land.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that much, but it's the location. It is the city park, and we only have one.
Well...
You know, and I heard... I like the project. I'm not against project planning. I tell you, I heard, just as me, I got a lot of people asking me, well, how'd they do that to sell that 25 feet without a public hearing? I got questioned that all the time, constantly.
Well,
and so I think, just as Pumpkin, I don't think you would have anybody.
I'll tell you how they did the 25 feet.
You know,
it was Sandra's the mayor. I'll tell you how it was done. Because in 2011, we adopted an ordinance, as I handed out last time. We don't argue over it. The ordinance very clearly states that a significant parcel of land means, and I talked to two lawyers about this, my own personal lawyer plus Richard Chamber today, and we all go there, and a significant, in the ordinance, a significant parcel of land is defined as a piece of real property on which you would be allowed to construct a building in that zone. Well, you couldn't construct a building on 46 feet of land, in my opinion, and Richard Chamberlain's opinion. But that's not the point. Why go there? Why even go there? I don't want us to go against the mayor's point. The mayor wants to hold a public hearing. You do. That's your prerogative. So why should we go there? We got a plan that's better, it's not controversial, and we end it.
Mark? If you go there, though, aren't you kind of letting them accomplish their A plan, their preferred choice?
What's that?
Aren't you letting George, though, accomplish their first option, their preferred choice, what they originally wanted?
Here's what Dave Gold told me last night. He said, "Mark, we've got so much positive stuff that the last thing on earth," he said, "I've been in the real estate business a lot of years. You and I go back a long way." He said, "When you hold a public hearing, usually what happens is you'll get a group of people out who are negative about everything." This is a quote. He said, "The issue will have nothing to do with 460 square feet of land. It will bring out all the people who didn't want the railroad project there in the first place. And we're going to have bring all that. There'll be people going on Facebook. We don't want it. We don't need it. We want to go forward on our own land." That's exactly what he told me to convey.
Right. Well, that wouldn't be my point of doing that public hearing. You know what I mean? And that's honestly, that wouldn't be, because I wouldn't want that, because I personally like the track being out there. I honestly do. I mean, when I look at them, I think they're phenomenal.
I won't give her name, but it's kind of fortuitous. I happened to be at the project yesterday, I told you, and a woman came up to me and said, it was fortuitous. Because it let Dave and I have the conversation last night and come up with this alternative. She said to me, "You know, I was opposed to these cars coming down here blocking the view of the park all along." She said, "But I'll tell you what, I was okay till you brought those last two in." She said, "When you brought those last two cars in, you really blocked the park. And I would really like to get a petition to make you move those." it was fortuitous she said that, because that might be a, can you comment on this? That might be a small entity, but once you get social media and Facebook and all negative stuff out of there, it goes off in directions you can't control. So why do it? Why do anything that you might open up and give it a shade, a can of worms, when you don't need it? If you don't need the land, don't buy it.
Well,
either with or with the public hearing.
I want to say the intent of a public hearing is not to invite people to obstruct progress. I think people sometimes got the wrong idea, including the people that come, including people that may sit on a governing body. That's to get input from the public, and there may be something that comes up that's a valid concern, but that doesn't mean you cave to that concern and pull the plug on the project. You try to mitigate that the best you can. I think that's all I'm saying.
No, I agree with you. And it's like I said, I want to get this information because you have no authority, the city council on the issue. But I see seminars on the planning commission on public clamor. When you start making decisions on public clamor, then you've got to lose control of your town. But the point is, if you're the owner of a piece of property, and you've got public, like Dave said last night, and you've got positive publicity, why would you want to open yourself up where people could give you negative publicity? To him, it's that simple. He doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do it.
Well, if the developer is okay with that option, I mean, we didn't take a formal vote last time. It was
yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
We took a vote. Everybody agreed to it.
But it wasn't an item on the agenda that we could vote.
No, so we just encouraged them to go forward.
You encouraged to bring the agenda.
Yeah, we told them we'd like. What we did was we voted to add the engine. Is what we did. We voted to say, yeah, we'd love to see an engine out.
And when they started that, it too soon. I went down and told them to stop.
Well, maybe we knew we had a little bit of space there, but we knew also that we. I felt like, because I'm the one that put the stop on where they put them. I didn't want it to go beyond the tennis court.
I know.
But I went down there and I seen where the engine was going to go, which it went. Just a few feet into the horseshoe pit. So it's a small, I mean, 10 by 40 feet, 400 square feet. Most people got a living room that are bigger than that. Yep. Or some people do.
Well, everyone that's building a house now does.
Yeah. But anyway, you've got a project that You've got a group of people here, a group of people, George and David, and you got the Burgoyne that stepped in there and done all of the remodeling on that. You got an existing project, and how many projects come out of the ground and they have to add something?
Yep.
They say, oh, we didn't include this, we didn't include that. And we were skeptical about this project.
You were.
We were here in the beginning. We were very skeptical about it. In fact, I drove down there and stayed in one just to make sure they were doing a decent enough job. We'd even want one sitting on our property. But I sat there and I watched that depot for 20 years sit there and depreciate. And I seen a few people come and go trying to make it work. It sat there idle. And when they made this proposal, we says, yes, you can go this far with it. And there was a lot of criticism. There was a lot of criticism. We took a lot of heat, George, because it was taking so long to do. And you took a lot of heat. But now we see the finished product, and they want to enhance it a little bit. In fact, it's not finished. It's still a work in progress. There's landscaping to do. There's this project that would require 40 feet. Give me a flippin' break. The guys want to enhance this, make it even better than we had planned for, and we're fretting over 40 feet. I'm sorry, but
We don't want to have literal...
I know. And that's, to me, that's wrong. Because we're going to let two or three, four or five, even if there's 10 that start blabbing negative reports. You know, we just met with that park people to improve our park. She loved the caboose. She loved the railroad there, and she just come up with all of these different ideas what we could do if we was to use up some of the rodeo grounds, which we've been talking about moving the rodeo.
Precisely.
You know, I don't think people realize, that element probably don't realize, you'd have to go a long ways to find a railroad car hotel like we've got sitting out there.
It's going to be, eventually it will become the biggest image of your town.
Well,
that town that's got the railroads.
Yeah, and you know, we take heat on these things, but the reality of it is it's unique.
I'll never forget the heat, Kevin. I've been here 25 years. Do you realize how much heat we took to develop that arena?
Yes. And there's still an element in town that doesn't like it. I've been working down there all week. And when I see that element of people come into our town, they are the nicest people. There's no ruffians down there. They come in there and they...
Except for the ones that steal our flowers.
Them with ruffians. I'm talking about this group. You got the cowboy group, you got the ruffians.
I'm just kidding you.
But these people, I mean, anybody that's going to put a row of flowers across a 10-foot jump, a row of flowers, to enhance a flipping jump over a pond, I mean, it's amazing how that arena has put Mount Pleasant on the map. Okay? And it's amazing how the swimming pool has put Mount Pleasant on the map. It's amazing how the railroad cars have put Mount Pleasant on the map.
I agree with
that. And I am discouraged. I'm just going to let it go on record. I am discouraged that we're going to let probably a very minor amount of people that would not want it. I mean, we're gonna lose 40 feet of view of the rodeo grounds. If the previous mayor would have had his way, it would have went clear to the south end of the park.
That's correct.
And we stopped that, and I'm glad we did. But it would just finish it. And you know, I think it's a shame that we're gonna expect George to pick that car up all finished and haul it somewhere and set it up somewhere else. It sounds sick. He makes it sound very simple, but I'll bet it's going to cost him $50,000.
We got the grant for $10,000.
I think I can move for $10,000.
You was even going to pay, now correct me if I'm wrong, but was you not going to, we talked about $4,000 you was going to pay for 40 feet of ground.
Well, another thing you said, we have no idea.
That's what I said, and I don't deny saying it. I did say that. Would I do it? Yes. But am I proposing it? No. Because
I apologize for our actions of making you feel like that it was going to be too much trouble. So I apologize for that. You can do what you want, George. But I apologize.
Apology accepted, and I don't know that it's necessary to even do it.
I just want to vent my frustrations, because if Jack runs into the same thing every time we need to add, and I realize these things cost money, but this is something that puts revenue back into our town.
It will.
It does. Now, I will tell you something. I will tell you one thing. James, that's the developer of the venting course down there, told me they tried to rent those rooms and they ran into a snag. They couldn't rent some rooms. So I don't know whether they were for or what, but they wanted to rent everything for the 4 days that are here. And it isn't just the jumpers that show up. It's all of the judges, it's family members.
You're about to be booked. That's over here.
There's no question about whether or not we've had snafus about renting out this because I don't think our system down here I think I have a better one downtown, because I have somebody on site on.
Well, you better see what.
I'm gonna find out.
We know that needs to be fixed, even I've already had Jeff.
I'll call Jack, dude. I want to find out what 4 days they're talking about.
You what?
I want to look 4 days they're talking about.
They're talking about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Of what week?
Right now. This is going on that.
Well, I couldn't get him down here.
Drive down to the contour and look at what's going on.
They've been booked up on Friday and Saturday for this weekend for about a month now.
Yeah, the contour, but I'm just telling you, they tried to rent some rooms and they couldn't make it.
What I'm telling you though is that it's because I tried to book for somebody, and I called directly to Nikki from Wasatch, who books them, and she told me that they were all booked up and have been for about a month.
Well, this guy that just called me, he's got a snafu going on downtown. He's down here, and he's like, help me solve this. I'll help you solve it when I get that.
Yeah. Is it online? Is that how you go in and try to reserve it?
Yeah, online, and this one here, just the thing about it, with nobody on site, all of a sudden somebody.
So don't the people in the depot help you out at all with your car?
They will, but I mean, they're not there constantly either. I mean,
she's open every day.
She's open every day, but I mean, let's face it, but let's say I'm in that room and it's 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I need something, and right. Something broke down.
Right.
Who do I, what? And I told David, I said, that's a problem. We better fix it, because the more problems we have, the less popular we're going to be.
Well, make the 10 car a manager for it.
What's that?
Make the number 10 car a manager for the place.
The yellow caboose.
No, they are. They're going to put the office in the yellow caboose.
Well, so yeah. He's saying make the 10. It's a good thought. You know, absolutely a good thought.
Well, I'm being facetious.
But here's the thing,
I don't take that as facetious. I take that as something that's absolutely
no. Because Kevin, the underlying point though is that it's not so much the feeling that Dave has and want me to convey. Well, you go back to in 1997. And this is not an exaggeration. The Mormon Heritage area evolved for the Mount Pleasant Main Street program. And one of the first projects we did, they were going to burn that depot down. And we got a $94,000 grant from the Federal Highway Administration. We went through four or five lessees down there. We finally have got great use for that depot. And we've got great publicity. And I don't think Dave's overreacting when he says, look, we don't want to open up anything where we could get a bunch of negative stuff that we got the first time around. That's all he's saying, Kevin.
Now that lasts about 30 days, and then it's all forgotten. There isn't one person that was against it that has said, well, I can't say that, but the majority of the people really like it. Correct me if I'm wrong. The majority of the people that I talk to like
it. I think you're right. I don't. We don't have a lot of people here complaining about it.
Not now that it's finished.
I hear mostly good things from everybody I've talked to. That they
proposal we put forth is simply to avoid disputes. That we don't need more land, we'll just put it where we got it.
That's fine.
You're overreacting with how many.
What?
I think it's going to, there's not going to be as many disgruntled people as you think. I can probably speak for the Planning Commission. Years ago, they just wanted to see a finished product, but I think they'd be amenable to recommending selling one.
And it may be. I mean, I'm just saying that we're not in here begging to get it. That's what I'm telling you. If I have to have a fight to get it, I don't want to fight.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not going to tell you what you got to do, but this is what we talked about doing the other night. Now you're talking about pulling a car and putting it in there and spending another, you know, that's going to even take you longer than originally planned.
And I think the first proposal, it was somewhat conceptual when you were here in July. I think that was the most practical thing to do. But I think there's, since it's been looked into a little bit more, there's some problems with that proposal because of the because encroaching on city property, in my humble opinion, it's nothing more than a plat amendment in my mind. But for, I mean, you can take a sliver of property around the boundary of 6 inches and come up with as much property as we're talking about.
Justin, you don't do a public hearing for a plat amendment.
I understand that.
Dave wants to make it clear. Dave does not want a public hearing because he doesn't want even two people to come in and get negative publicity because of the press.
I understand that. And all I was getting at was that it made sense to put the engine where it's supposed to go in the original proposal. But since then, we've discovered some things and come up with a different option that we'll still have an engine, but you're making some adjustments to accommodate.
George, I've not asked you. I've been speaking on behalf of Dave, but you haven't. Do you share Dave's, you never said this to me directly. Do you share Dave's opinion that he does not want a public hearing?
Absolutely, I do. I think that, being in the union business all in the years, I found out the people that showed up to union meetings were the people that were disgruntled. The people that were satisfied, all happy, they stayed home. You send them out the contract and they all voted for it. But the guy that was disgruntled about something, he showed up to give you his nickel for it. And that's what I think you're going to see here. The guy is disgruntled and he's going to show up to give you his nickel's worth. His nickel's worth may not be worth 2 cents, but he's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, Dave did ask one thing. Say you did have a public hearing, they took the flag, if there's any. How much do you think, after the public hearing, you can't say here, you haven't thought this, putting your city council, let's say you went before the city council in October, you decide to schedule a public hearing 14 days down the road. Now suppose you pull the, you do the public hearing, you come back. What do you think you would want to sell 460 square feet of land for?
Do you think that's going to be the concern, is how much we're getting out?
No, he's just curious. He's just curious.
Well, you say put your city council hat on. I look at it as, okay, now we got to schedule a public hearing. So there's another meeting. Then we got to wait the 14 days.
Exactly.
It's got to fit within a calendar that we have to fit that in.
Exactly.
So the project's already underway. So we just basically delayed the project a month.
That's exactly what Dave said. Keep going.
Well,
he said, well, it's all over and you've gone through that process.
Here's the thing. The ordinance states that it's got to be under certain requirements, you know, for a building and all this and that. Certainly this 10 feet is not intended to indicate some big development out there. It's mainly an amendment to a plan that already exists. So there's pros and cons. Some say we ought to have a public hearing, but in my opinion, a city council member, 90% of the people could care less whether we put that on there or not.
So you're saying
when they look at the, I would say it's foolish to do it, but that's just my opinion, because according to this ordinance, it doesn't even apply. When we think of a building, we're saying a building lot is a quarter of an acre, right? So I would assume that anything that is a quarter of an acre, if we're doing a fence line agreement, if we're doing, say, the school district, we've got 10 feet of property there that we've got to convey to them, 10 feet by 40 feet, do you think that's going to require a public hearing?
Not by the ordinance, not. Because it's the council's authority to hold a public hearing on anything.
Okay, well, we vote on things, so if we was to vote on it, my vote would be no, but maybe I'd get outweighed. I don't know.
I guess that's where I'm at, is it worth, whether or not we have to have a public hearing is debatable because of the ordinance. I would vote against it too, because I think it's a waste of time.
That's the city council hat. My other hat says, hold a public hearing and listen to their complaints. And when I get some that's justifiable, if we're giving something up that's really that valuable, we're not even giving up the horseshoe pits, let alone the view. The view right now is them trails in to the west. And I hope at some point in time, it's a nice little recreation court, basketball court or something.
Well, just asked me to be on the committee for the park, and he asked me this question today about matching funds, and I would like nothing more than to see a major development down where the recreation, about where the arena is. We move the arena over by the contour. But again, you don't have to answer it, but he was just curious. He said, if we went to the public hearing, took whatever flack was there, he said, and he was talking about his own dryouts this morning, he said, look, just out of curiosity, he said, would you ask Kevin what he thinks the city would want for that 460 square? He said, I'm just curious.
When I was asked that question the other day, I thought, geez, for 10 foot of property. I mean, I look at it as businesses or landowners. Sometimes you want to, your neighbor's got 10 feet that actually fits your plot a little more than theirs. And usually you come to an agreement where it's not anything you can do anything with, absolutely nothing. It just enhances your property, right? So probably that footage of ground would probably sell for, maybe you could work something out with your neighbor for $1,000 or $2,000. But you turned around and come up and divided the percentage of what they had already paid for property and divided it by the amount of property we're trying to sell, and you're the one that come up with
the whole lot. Well, I just thought something like that. I said, well, 460 square feet is a little less than a tenth of an acre, and so I just said, I didn't use that. I said, let's say hypothetically, the council decided the land was worth $40,000 an acre. Then just off the top of my head, I said, well, maybe they would say 4,000, but I don't know.
Everybody has their own opinions. That's what it is. We may not agree on different things. I don't care what anybody else's opinion. My opinion isn't to create flat. My opinion is to be open to the public.
Yeah.
Because when that other one sold, probably thought backdoor stuff was going on.
And
that's where it at. And then they'd say, hey, why is all this backdoor crap happening? I'm not a counselor at that time. I said, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
want to. I'll tell you exactly
what I'm doing. This is on the property. In my opinion, this is something that benefits the city because it is money that would come back as a, like you're saying, this is a benefit to the city. I don't even charge anything for that property. I would just turn it over. But to be open about it, my opinion is it openness to the public?
Well, then if you're going to talk about openness to the public,
you know,
I don't know that we want to go down that road because, you know, let's be transparent,
you know,
across the board then. Not just about a piece of property. I don't want to go, I shouldn't have even said that, but anyway.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is this. I know exactly about that 25 feet Cassandra was mayor. I'll tell you exactly what happened. They took a look at the ordinance we adopted in March 2011 that defined a significant parcel of land and determined that 25 feet was not a significant parcel of land, and therefore they did not hold a public hearing. Now, another council might disagree, but they made
that decision. I'm not arguing that.
Well,
I think it's an argument. I'm not trying to create arguments.
But you go back to the original when we had the public hearing, and everybody that come, it passed. There was enough people that felt like that they were giving up some of their baseball diamond and their soccer field and this and that, and they assured them that there would be a fence and all of that kind of stuff. And then you got the people that concoct all of these different scenarios, like well, somebody's going to rent that room and they're going to be a predator or something of that nature. I mean, good crime. You could say that for the hotel. You could say, but now we look at the finished product. We're talking about the finished product. They want to add a room to the finished product. And I'm not afraid of the public hearing. I feel bad that these guys are, but where they are, and it's debatable whether it's a significant enough piece of a property to hold the public hearing. So you could get into a big debate about that.
Right.
And you know, sometimes, I've never said in anything where everybody agreed 100% on what we're doing. Even the swimming pool included. But if you just put it out to a public vote, the people like the railroad, we're getting revenue from it. It's a business in town. We should be trying to support our businesses, not throw up roadblocks for them. They're willing to buy the property. They're willing to enhance the project that they've already got. And so what we do is we throw up roadblocks to make it more difficult for them to do what they're doing. I'm going to say it again. I apologize for making this so difficult for George and for David.
Well, I'm sure they will appreciate that. They'll be on the probably on the planning commission agenda Tuesday.
I told you once before, I can be your worst enemy or I can be your best advocate. And that still applies. Well, let's adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Does the mayor need to say anything?
We've already voted on it.
Well, we just need to adjourn the meeting.
Well, I didn't hear any word from the mayor. What did he say?
You still there, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I don't think we...
There's a lot of public hearings with my own duplexes and stuff. They don't take a lot of slack, but the thing is, it still needs to be out in the open. That's my whole push. You can prove enough, just like you talked about, that it's sufficient and it's a good project. So it doesn't really matter what people say, but you need to have it out in the open just so everybody knows it's done. That's my whole big complaint. It has to be done through a public hearing just so everybody knows.
All right, now what do I got to do not to have a public hearing? Answer me that.
Well, that train car was out of Sleepy Quarter, which then requires a public hearing.
Well, what I'm asking you, supposing I do nothing, what if I just say, okay, fine, I'll take it to Big Rock?
Then you have to have a public hearing, do you?
No, I don't.
But a public hearing is not that big a deal. That's the thing.
Well,
it's not that big, but
you think it is. So.
Yeah, in your opinion, it is. It's not a big deal, but their opinion, they've taken enough flack on this project because it's taken so long. But now it's finally done. It actually enhances that whole end of town. Before, we had a dilapidated depot sitting there and weeds, and now we've got a revenue source. And
we fixed it up.
Let me just ask you one question. Would you encourage them to do that? Would you be supportive of it, or are you on the side that you just soon not have it?
No, I want it there, but we need to do it the right way, which is just a simple public hearing. That's the whole thing. It's just a simple public hearing. It's not a big deal.
Well, so what you're saying is, George, George, you might take it back to David and have him rethink it.
No, David's one rethink it. David's one.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let's scrap it and be done with it.
So as long as the city council can prove that it's good and it's useful, then it doesn't matter what comes to that public hearing, but you still need to put it out there so the public can hear it.
Well, how if we discuss it in a city council meeting and put it in the paper?
That's all it is.
Put it in the paper with a picture, a concept drawing.
You say that in lieu of a public hearing?
Huh?
You say to do that in lieu of a public
hearing? Right, right. Discuss that this is not a significant amount of property, but we want the public to be aware of it, so we're going to discuss this in an open public meeting. We actually post it that they're going to bring this to the city council. It's on the agenda for a city council meeting.
He might go along with that. All he's opposed to is a public
hearing. Yeah,
yeah. He might go along with that.
Yeah, I would say.
That'd be the council call, not the RDA call.
But we got one person saying that it's a different type of property than what I'm reading into it.
Well, I think if the city council, again, this board has no authority. But if you convey this to city, if you send this to city council, the proposal would be that the city council takes a vote to proceed with the sale of the land based upon a public notice in the paper. What you've done outside of a public hearing, he might go along with that. But he's hung up. He does not want a public hearing. He might buy something like that. But that's up to you, the council, not him.
Well, if it's letting the people know, if that's the only thing we're concerned about, is letting the people know, you know, it frustrates me that we don't do a better job of putting things in the paper that are pretty special and important.
Well, there's a big front page, two-page spread about the railroad project about a month ago in the paper.
But, you know, well, maybe include part of that in it. Say, Mount Pleasant City Council is going to be discussing the proposal of the owners of the railroad project to add an engine to their existing cars, which is going to require a 20 feet, or 40 feet, 10 feet wide. They're going to extend it on the south end to accommodate an engine.
You know what?
What do you call it? An engine or a locomotive or?
Either one's correct.
Okay.
Either one.
Hey, Kevin, to complete the project.
Let's see what the mayor thinks about that, because nobody thought about that. He doesn't want a public hearing, but if I hear you correctly, there might be a possibility that when the council convenes, not this board, when the council convenes, they may consider an agenda item about selling that land, then put an article, they would probably pay to get that notice in the paper. Because all he doesn't want is a public hearing. If that's a middle of the road, I'd be happy to.
Well, we'd have to establish a price that you're willing to pay for 400.
I got what I'm saying.
Establish a price and post it and for public information.
He might go for that. He might go for that.
Is it legal?
The sad part of this is it's never been on a city council agenda, though. That's the whole problem, part of two. So in my opinion, it's not being out in the open, because we've never had it on an agenda.
It would be there too then.
On an agenda, a place just not brought up randomly.
I agree with you, because it's just been information to the RDA. They have no authority. It's just a concept. But let me see if I understand this. I want to see if I understand Kevin, because I passed this by day. That you would put an agenda item of the second Tuesday in October that the city wants to sell for an agreed upon price 460 square feet of land, and that's going to be discussed in the council. I think he would go for that.
You know, instead of saying 460 square feet, I would say 40 by 12, 40 square. By 7.
Yeah.
40 foot by 11 feet.
I can say to Dave, look, there's a compromise out there where they would get it on, like Mike said, and go on a city agenda, because the RDA, again, has no authority on this. It would be on a city council agenda. Disclosure, openness, like he said, would say, there's going to be an offer on the agenda to pay X number of dollars for so many pieces of land to continue the plot plan
to complete,
on this project.
To complete the plot plan.
And the offer is...
It would be the completion of
it. And the X number of dollars, and get that item on the agenda and have the council take a vote, I think he would buy that. Rather than have the council schedule a public hearing. Sure. That moves it forward faster, Kevin. Sorry.
Well, I think we're on... I think that's a good compromise, because I think we're still on solid ground with the way the ordinance is written, but at least it's out in the public. They're not going to have an opportunity to come and take time to share their concerns, if there are any, but at least it's not like...
Well, they could have it before.
It's not like a back door, if that's what we're calling that.
Well, like Mike said, it would be an item on the agenda saying how much they're going to pay, explaining the completes the project, and the council would take a vote on it.
Have a little public input before it on the agenda if we wanted to. As long as we point out the pros to it, they can always outweigh the negative.
I could tell Dave, they wouldn't have a public hearing, which would require a 14-day notice in the paper. They would have put the offer for the land in the paper, and then that would be discussed and action taken in a city council meeting. If that's where you go with this, I'll be happy to
ask. Well, I would like to see a picture of the project. I would like to see, you know, have maybe a picture even of the project. And there's a proposal on the table to extend or complete the project by adding a locomotive.
Can you picture it up, what that locomotive will look
like? Yeah.
Well, or the location next to the blue car, where it's going to go.
Yeah, well,
it would be a big car. Picture the engine deck, so it would be a Yeah.
You guys are honest, that might be a good compromise.
And, but I wanted to say this, you know, this has been like a big river ride for us. We went through the rapids where we got all that negative dialogue.
Yeah, we did.
Now we're in smooth water, and we're liking this smooth water. We're getting all these positive reviews on Facebook and all these other places where they go, you know, do all this stuff and chat about it. We're getting all the positive reviews, and we do not want to open up to say, well, let's go back in the rough water again. It sure was nice.
I don't think we want to either, as a city.
We're not trying to do that.
Council, we want you to be successful.
I'm positive some of you aren't.
Well, okay, so give us some direction, like tell Dave. Is that something you're just talking? You want to pursue that? You want to get on the council agenda with pictures in the paper? So you've got an offer to sell land for X number of dollars, and you're going to take action.
I would just say that the...
I'll get them on the picture.
I don't know what the name of your outfit is, or Track 89. What is it?
We're both Track 89. We're Track 89 South. This is Track 89 North.
Okay, Track 89 North people have proposed to Mount Pleasant City to complete their railroad motel, it's a motel, right?
Yep.
Okay, to complete their railroad motel by adding an engine.
Okay.
They have approached Mount Pleasant City Council if they would be in favor of adding a locomotive to the front of it to complete the engine. We have the caboose, and we have the boxcars, and they are proposing to add a locomotive.
Okay.
But it's going to require an additional 40 feet.
46 feet.
46 feet by 10 feet or 12 feet.
46 by 10.
Huh?
46 by 10.
Okay, 46 by 10 feet of property.
For which they're offering?
For which they're offering. However much we come up with, you make us an offer. You don't need to do it right now, but you come up with
$4,000. I would pay that.
With $4,000?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think if it's put out that and then has a picture so everybody can see. Now, how much more open can you be than that?
I think Dave would buy it. I think he'd buy off of that.
Because I want to put it out there that we're proud of it.
Okay.
And you know what? It's part of our heritage. I lived down there where all of that, those trails was and the depot was and all that kind of stuff. That's part of this community's heritage, is the old railroad going through here. In fact, that's the worst thing that this county did, was let that railroad go away. That's why we're in the poverty situation we're in right now.
And I'll tell you, this is why the Heritage Areas put $100,000 into these two projects. Okay, I like what I'm hearing. I know exactly how he thinks. It's a matter of words. He would buy off on that, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know,
I know you can't make this account.
A public hearing just has a stigma attached.
That's exactly how he put it. Say it again.
I say a public hearing just has a stigma.
That's what he said.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, these special meetings like this and city council meetings, we have enough meetings without creating unnecessary meetings. Let me put it that way. So, if it's about letting the people know, I'm proud of that project. I'd like to see a nice colored photo right on the flipping front page. And word it so that people understand that we'd like to put the finishing touches. The owners of Track 89 North would like to put the finishing touches on their railroad car.
I think by your council meeting, second Tuesday in October, I think they'd have a graphic artist take the train as it exists and show the engine right in front of it so the newspaper piece could show the whole thing in one line.
You know what? I'm going to make one suggestion. You take the picture from the east because the east is finished.
I agree.
And you got to make another commitment that those cars, like this engine, is going to have rail grand. It's a rail grand locomotive, right?
Well, I've said that time.
Okay, so let's finish that, and that's going to be...
But Kevin, here's you got to help me on this one, because the very thing you said, in the management plan approved by the Secretary of Interior, talks about the importance of the railroad. The Mormon pioneers began to prosper. Mount Pleasant and Fountain Green began to prosper in that era. railroad came here, they could ship sheep out.
Yeah.
Now, what Dave wants to do, there were five different railroads coming from Wales. He wants to put insignias on there that show the name of the railroad that was here historically. George wants to put like Western Gordon. Jace, I don't want all that crap. I want the names of the railroads in Stampede on there.
Well, David would make up a name. Now, there was a...
No, he's agreed to take the legitimate railroads over here.
Well, he may have agreed that, you know, let's put the record clear here. David and I are 50-50 partners in this deal. He has 50% say-so, I have 50% say-so. If David don't agree with me, I can't do anything. If I don't agree with him, he can't do anything either. Because it ain't like he has 50.1.
That's how I know the city is on there, Kevin.
So it boils down to, you know, you don't just got to plead David or me, you got to plead both of us. I didn't come in here to pick a fight with anybody.
Well, I'm just saying it would really enhance it if you had Route Grand, Western Grand.
You need to give that commitment. Put it in the minutes, please.
Union Pacific,
that cost,
when you run into a patent deal and you start putting their logos and everything on, you think you'd have to get permission from...
I got permission. I got permission.
Okay.
Well, I guess, back to the issue. Are you saying that there's a middle ground here, that there would be a big notice in the paper, how much is being offered? And a picture of what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And then it would be on the council agenda and you'd take action there. The action you take would be to approve the offer rather than schedule a public hearing. Is that a hearing you're like? I think you'll buy it.
So I see everybody's not. I don't want to get in the middle of a city council meeting and have a big debate whether this is an acceptable alternative or not.
Well, the good news here is you guys wear two hats. So you know what you think. Be thinking when the council meets. What's your opinion? But this is.
I think it's a great compromise. I think we're all.
I agree. I would agree with that.
You got to be. I'm sure.
I just want the council, if there is some concern. Which there may well be.
Dave's hang up is with the words public hearing. The council meeting is a public meeting. He has no problem.
If there's some concerns out there, we should hear those concerns. And if they're legitimate, we should counsel about it before we make a final.
And they can come and comment on that agenda.
Yeah, they'll have public time.
Yeah, they'll have their 3 minutes or whatever. They don't need more time to elaborate.
I think if you let him use the word public meeting, not public hearing, you'll have to wait 14 more days in the paper. I think he'd buy it. And they'll have the graphics to you.
I think, this is just my opinion.
Your 50% input. I'm only speaking for Dave.
My 50% input, and I want to clarify this locomotive in the paint. If before it ever leaves up there, whether it's, I don't know whether it's being Salt Lake or Provo, but one or the other, maybe Ogden even. But before it ever leaves, it's going to be painted up Rio Grande colors with the Rio Grande logo on it. It's going to look like the locomotive that used to pull the Prospector and the California Zephyr, because it's one of those covered wagon type locomotives, and that's what it's going to look like. So it's going to be painted. We've already contracted with them to paint it. So it's going to get a professional paint job on. It ain't going to be Bush doing it. They're going to, the people that do it for a living, they're going to do it.
Thank you.
Put it in a minute. I'm not back in.
Well, I'm just saying the cars are. It would really add to it.
It would. I agree. I've been trying to get David to go along. Let's get the logos on here now.
Yeah.
And, well, back to the issue at hand.
Huh?
But thinking how he might think as a council member at the second Tuesday in October, if this is something you think is doable, I'll tell that today, tonight.
I think, well,
they will buy into it if him and I talk him into it.
Well, I guess that's as long as we have a consensus on council. I don't know what Bull's opinion is.
Well, I think what we're proposing is you know, it's transparent. It's going to eliminate any misunderstanding.
Okay.
And it just makes sense.
In my opinion, it's probably going to be more transparent than just posting a public notice for a public hearing.
Yeah.
You got a deal.
More people are going to see this. paper than the five people that come.
They asked me to represent him in the heritage area, and he's a 50% partner, and I can tell you, he'll buy off on this compromise. It's a word public hearing awaiting 14 more days, it bothers me.
He will.
Yeah, and I think it's ludicrous that we would lose a box car because we're not willing to.
I would sooner see that box car stay where it's at and an engine put on there than add another loose caboose down on
there. I think you got a deal. See what the mayor thinks.
And I like to, that's going to cost you a lot more money than just putting
ask him. I can't hear. See if the mayor signs off on this. I'll call Dave tonight.
I'm good with it. I just think we, just like I said from day one, we have to have it out in the public and we have to have it out here.
If it's okay, as I said in the last email, Mike, I think it's a done deal. You got a consensus. I'll call Dave tonight and we'll get the graphics so you can put it in the paper. And then the offer would be?
What about? Is that what you're talking about and what that?
Well, I just specifically tossed out.
I wish we just donate the land, but we need to get something.
Well, I've got these projects.
I think the 50% partner is offering you $4,000.
What did you say it would cost for you to move the
to now moving them? I'm just talking about moving.
We're going to give them a grant for $10,000.
I'll be into it $10,000 if I had to move that blue car and bring the locomotive and then bring the caboose and all that back. I'll be into it $10,000, maybe $15,000, but anyway. Just for that. Now that's not counting. Now I got to put them all back.
And I'll say this. Can I get a representative here? I'm sorry.
Hey, Mark, you're making me really nervous that you're going to fall off that.
I'm getting scared about
it. Here's the deal. I would much rather have the heritage area.
On the derailment.
He was already on the
derailment. I'd much rather have the heritage area donate $10,000 to enhance the project down there than to give them the grant to move the park.
Ma, I'd sooner take the $10,000 and do something, some improvements at the park.
Okay, it's the same thing. Okay.
And
because the park's given up 40 feet.
I think, if that's the best idea yet, is maybe the proposal would be that you've already granted $25,000, Dave did, for the 25 feet. Maybe when you say that between the heritage area and you guys, we'll donate $14,000 to the park project. In lieu of the land.
Huh?
Think about it.
That didn't hurt my feelings when you said that.
Anyway, think about it.
Well, if you were planning on doing it anyway, we could use that money with these improvements that are coming down.
Yeah,
for something, even if it's just to buy a swing set.
If you think that probably could buy it in the paper, the idea being that the due consideration for it is that the heritage area is going to donate $10,000 and we're going to donate $4,000 for getting the 46 feet.
Well, and that sends a signal that the Heritage Foundation embraces the idea, supports the idea. And you're going to need a picture showing the depot. In other words, a picture from driving into town. You're going to need a picture of the finished on the east side, and you're going to need a picture driving into town with the depot sitting there and the railroad.
It's the same thing as what you saw.
So you're going to have
the messenger with the relic house. You see that story? The relic house is being done with a $10,000 grant from the Heritage Area and $3,500 on the CLG plus Terrell C to kick in some money. Same thing. We'll commit right now that in lieu of the 46 feet by 10 feet, the Heritage Area will give a grant for the park improvements of $10,000 and Track 89 North will put in $4,000 in exchange for the land.
That's correct.
Do we have to talk about this anymore?
Motion to adjourn. Do you have anything else, Mayor?
No, you don't.
Okay, thank you for joining.
Hey, where are you at?
St. George.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mayor. I think we can make this work. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, motion.
Second.
We'll be on the planning commission.
Major.
This is good.
Now, Kevin, how long have you known me?
5 years.
All right, honey. You probably remember me when I used to have two lips. I chewed my bottom and clear off.
All right. I got to look down at the video last Friday afternoon.
Crazy.
All right.
Well, they drive us here.
Thank you.
And you need to thank all of us.
I just don't like, well, it's like,